Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, you know what? It is candy corn season. I don't think they had a fail crop with candy corn this year.
No, it looks like a pretty good crop.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go to a candy corn maze.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that would be fun and easy. Yeah,
sure. I love peeling those little ears of candy corn.
Okay. You know, Americans purchase over 20 million pounds of candy corn in October.
Why?
Whoa.
Who's eating them? What are you doing?
I like
with them?
It.
You know, it's the same people that eat fruitcake at Christmas.
No. I don't like fruitcake, but I like candy corn.
Do you eat fruitcake?
I do not eat fruitcake.
Okay, but you eat candy corn.
I'll eat candy corn. I don't buy it. I also like circus peanuts, but.
Okay, I don't like circus peanuts, but I like candy corn that have the little brown top instead of the white top.
What's the difference?
That's got chocolatey flavor.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, candy corn still named the most hated Halloween candy. Of course, you got licorice, good and plenty, and those circus peanuts are mentioned, Kato.
There are worse ones out there than those.
Good and plenty is a lie. They're not good.
But there's plenty of
there's
them.
There's plenty, right? But they should be called bad and plenty.
Okay, so it's a half-truth right there. So, you know, even though you like candy corns, Tom, you may not after I tell you what's in candy
corn. I don't know. You said vegetarians can't eat them.
Well, vegan diets, you want to stay away from it because they say these sweet, colorful treat is associated mostly made of corn syrup, obviously, and sugar, but some brands of candy corn contains gelatin. Now, the ingredients with gelatin gives it that texture that you get when you eat the candy corn.
Yeah, that melt-in-your-mouth flavor with a little bit of a fat coating afterwards.
Well, gelatin is made from animal tendons, ligaments, and also bones.
Oh, I love those.
How did that ever get past with the gosh.
Okay.
Well, that's the same as Jell-O. Jell-O gelatin is that, too.
When you were cutting your candy corn with a steak knife, there's some gristle.
A little A1 on that.
Gristle with my candy corn and A1 sauce. But even other candy corn brands that don't use gelatin, they often say that they use confectionery glaze and shellac. Now, that sounds bad for you.
Which are both made using insect excretions.
Oh, excretion, just a bad word.
Okay, I'm going to stop eating them.
Are you?
Yeah, I mean, why would they allow food to be made with stuff like this? I mean, we don't need it if that's got...
Well, gelatin's been around forever.
Yeah.
It's going to hold it together. That's probably how they figure that.
Well, let's don't.
Okay, but what's the insect excretions? Well, like, that's a kind of broad...
Well, I mean, honey is an insect secretion, right?
Yeah,
well,
that's probably what it is. And it's
I think they'd have called it honey if they'd have meant that.
There's a little person sitting there with a little hat and mask on just kind of going, excrete, excrete. You know, like squeezing the insects to get their excretions.
I just feel like they follow them around with a little baggie.
Yeah, I can't imagine you would squeeze them to get them to excrete.
Excrete, excrete.
Good bee. It's like you're potty training your bee.
Now, see, I'm not thinking bee. I'm thinking fly or
moth. You know what, though? I bet you that's what they're talking about, Tom.
I bet they're talking about honey.
Mm-hmm. Excretions. You wish it were just that.
All right. I'm Googling this.
But I do like, you know what, I'm okay with candy corn. I mean, I don't want, like, grandma to give me a handful of it. I want it to be in one of those bags. Like, your granny's, like, reaching into her candy corn bowl and just putting it in your trick-or-treat bag.
That would be a funny thing. The kids go up, trick-or-treat, and she's just reaching your hand in.
Yeah, she licks her thumb like she's, flipping through papers first.
Licking your face.
Yeah, but Reese's Cups, you can't go wrong with that. That's the number one like candy.
My favorite.
Yeah. Candy corn is the number one least like favorite candy.
Yeah.
Least like candy, whatever.
So insect excretions have something to do with the Malpighian tube of insects.
Okay.
And it's involved with their alimentary canal.
Oh, okay.
It passes through the rectum before it leaves the insect's body.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Doesn't sound like honey to me.
I hear you.
Me either, Heidi.
No. Okay. I think so.
I'm done.
Hey, you know what? Reese's Peanut Butter Cups got some of that stuff in it, too, probably.
Well, I don't know, but they sound a lot better now. I might give up on candy corn, too.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.